Psalms chapter 8, and when you find your place, would you stand with us this evening, if you would? We're just going to read the whole chapter since it's a short chapter. We'll try to preach quick because I've already been told it's going to get colder. Might get warm, I don't know, in here, amen. Verse 1 of chapter 8, the Bible says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? Praise God. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heaven, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beast of the field, the fowl of the air and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name. Thank you so much for this evening, the excellency of Christ. Y'all pray with me for me. Lord, I do thank you so much for the opportunity to preach. God, I pray that you'd touch these lips of clay. Lord, may I say exactly what you'd have us to say, nothing more, nothing less. God, I pray that you'd touch us, use us in a great, mighty way. Lord, I pray most of all your name would be lifted up. Lord, I pray that be honored and glorified and hallowed tonight. We ask it in your precious name, the name that's above every name, the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, our Lord. And Lord, I'm glad tonight I could say, my Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. We love you tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you so much for standing with us. I was reading this in my daily reading the other day, a couple weeks ago, and that phrase, I know we sing that song, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name, but it just spoke to my heart, and I got to thinking about some things. You know, when the Bible says, O Lord, our Lord, and thank God I can say tonight, my Lord, how excellent is thy name. Now, when he says thy name, he's not just talking about the name Lord, or I think we could say the name Jesus, even though this is Old Testament, because I know some people in near Mexico, the border down there, their name is Jesus. They pronounce it different, Jesus or something like that. But their name, I don't think we could say that their name is excellent. Necessarily, even though they may be a good person, but only one name we can say that's excellent tonight, and that name is Jesus, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name. So when we talk about his name, we're talking about his character. We're talking about who he is, what he is known for. All of us probably are known for something. Some of you may be known for to be mechanics or maybe computer whizzes. Or my family, we're known most of the places known for singing. You know, that kind of hurts me some places because I don't get to preach some places because I'm known more as a singer. But that's all right. But most of us are known for something. But God, the Lord, he's known for his excellent name. And so we're talking about who he is known for, his character. Or can I say it this way? His reputation. I tell you what, when you think about our Lord, he's got an excellent reputation about him. Amen. And the Bible uses that word excellent. And I believe we could say when we use that word excellent, it means awesome. His name is awesome. His name is divine. His name is righteous. His name is unsurpassed. Can I say it just where we can really understand it? You just can't get any better than his name. Amen. His reputation. You just can't beat his reputation. His name, the way he is, what he's known for, his character. You just cannot beat those things about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let me give you just a few things in what ways he is excellent. Number one, he's excellent in his work. amen, and his works that he has done for you and me. He's excellent in those works. Number one, he's excellent in his work of salvation. Amen. I say he done a good job when he saved us. Amen. When I was in school, every once in a while, I'm not really even sure if I ever got it on any of my papers. It might have been some of my friends. I can't really remember. It's been so long ago. But I've seen on some papers, again, I can't remember if it's mine, but I seen that word excellent that a teacher put on somebody else's paper. And they might put A+ or something like that, or very good, but sometimes they would put that word excellent. And to me, that meant you can't get any better than that. Amen. And I say about Jesus's salvation, the work, my friend, he did for you and me on the cross, it was excellent. My friend, if you're saved tonight, guess what? You're just as saved as you possibly can get. Because when he did that work of salvation on your heart, he did the best it could be done on you, man. My friend, he saved you with his excellency. Amen. It's an excellent salvation. The Bible says we are saved to the uttermost. Some people say about that, we're saved from the guttermost to the uttermost. Amen. He took us from the bottom and put us on the top when he saved you and me. Amen. I'm as saved as I possibly can be. And so are you. Amen. You can't get any more saved than what we are. Our soul is saved. I'm heaven bound with a hammer down, as they say. Amen. There's no way we can't make it to heaven because we're completely saved with his excellent salvation. Amen. Praise God for his excellent salvation in his work of salvation. He did an excellent work. Let me say also, he did an excellent work, or he's doing an excellent work on shaping us, making us what we ought to be. The song says, it took him just a week to make the moon and the stars, the earth and the moon and Jupiter and Mars. How loving and patient he must be. He's still working on me and he's working on you. No, I'm not perfect. I'll be the first to say that tonight. God's got a long ways on me. But guess what? When he gets done with me, his work will be excellent. You know why? Because I'll look just like his son. And you've seen the illustration before. A sculptor is when they making something, they'll maybe take a picture and maybe as they're cutting away on that stone, if you ask them what they were doing to that stone, they would say something like this: well, I'm trying to take everything away from that stone that don't look like that picture. And that's what Jesus is doing with us, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's taking everything away that doesn't look like his dear son. Praise God. And you know why? Because he's doing an excellent work. When he gets done, it's going to be excellent. Praise God. And by the way, we're going to all make it there too. We're all going to be just like him when we see him. Matter of fact, the Bible talks about the adoption of our sons, and that's talking about the redemption of our bodies. The very moment God calls us out of this world, he's going to make our bodies just like his glorious body. It's going to be excellent. Amen. His work is excellent. His work of salvation is excellent. His work of shaping you and me, that's good. I like to say, my friend, we say that God is good a lot of times. Now, that's good. I like saying that. But I think I'm going to change my phrase to say, God is excellent. Amen. The Lord is excellent. How excellent is thy name in all the earth? Not only is he excellent in his work, but he's excellent in his love for you and me. My friend, you can't be loved any more than you're loved by Jesus Christ. It's the perfect love. It goes past understanding. I mean, the love of a mother and the love of a spouse and the love of a child. But God's love, and that is good love, that's great love, but his love is an excellent love. You'll never be loved by anybody like you are loved by Jesus Christ, because his love is You could put a check beside it, my friend. You could put an A+ beside it because it's excellent, my friend. His love and the way he loves us is excellent. Let me say also that he's excellent in the way he leads us. In the way he leads us. I praise God tonight he don't drive us, brother, like a herd of cattle. I like watching westerns. I like Rawhide. Yeah. They a pop at whip, man. It sounds so good. But aren't you glad God don't lead us that way? Amen. I wouldn't have made a good cowboy. But you know, I'm not led by a cowboy. I'm led by a shepherd. The Lord Jesus Christ, he leads his their children along, some through the fire, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood, the song says, some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the dark seasons and all the day long. God, friend, he leads your children along. I praise God for that. He don't drive us, my friend. He leads us. He goes before us. And that reminds me that he leads us with his example. My friend, we got an excellent shepherd tonight that never done one thing wrong. My friend, he never did do one thing wrong. I'm glad I can stay behind him and I can follow him because the way he leads me, it's an excellent way. My friend, he won't ever mess up leading you. The places as you go, sometimes you'll think, well, this just don't seem like the right way. Like the song I just quoted says, some through great sorrow. God leads his dear children alone. But my friend, it's not always easy, the path that he leads me. But he knows, as what Job said, he knows the way I take. Amen. My friend, he knows the way through the wilderness. Praise God. He's a great shepherd. He don't mess up. He's excellent. And everything, that the way he leads us is excellent, my friend. You can't get any better than that. He's got a great reputation. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, he's got great character. He's excellent. He's awesome. He's divine. He's righteous. Let me say it again. He's unsurpassed in the way he loves us and the way he leads us. Let me give you something else. He's excellent in his wisdom. You think about the way he creates. He created this world. And they tell me if the sun just moved just a little bit, we would either freeze to death or burn up. If the earth got out of orbit just a little bit, we may just sling out into the universe somewhere. If the moon got offline just a little bit, we'd probably just start floating in the air. But God's got it all in an excellent way. Everything he does is excellent. He does it perfect. And let me say this. He's excellent in his wisdom and the way he cares for us. His wisdom in caring for us. You know, God, the Lord Jesus Christ, this blesses me, that he knows exactly what I need all the time. You know, all of us would like to have $100 million. I don't know why I got into it earlier today, but I started looking at the billionaires in the world. I don't know how I got off on that. But I don't know. But anyway, I started looking up all the billionaires. I think I was wanting to see where Trump was in that line on. But anyway, nevertheless, I got to thinking, you know what? If God thought I needed that, he could provide it for you and me. Because he knows exactly what we need. He'll supply all of our needs. Now, guess what? We're greedy with our greed. Now, some of us would, if we were greedy, we'd want that $1 billion. But God knows we don't need it. He gives us exactly the measurement that we need. I just happened to think about this. This come to me. We used to have a little fish, and that's about the only thing we could have on the road is a fish. I think it, we turned a curve one day and it spilled over and it died. I mean, we just can't keep anything on the road. We tried a bird and it messed all over the place. It's just family here tonight. Amen. But anyway, I don't know what got me thinking about that, but I got to think about that little fish. You know, the direction says if you can feed that thing too much, you'll kill it. Or if you feed it too little, you'll kill it. You got to give it just the right amount of food. And that's the way God is with us. He knows exactly how much we need in every way, spiritually, physically, financially, emotionally. God knows exactly, because why? He's excellent. He don't mess up, my friend. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name. Again, when I say name, I'm talking about the way he deals with us, his reputation, his character, the way he is, what he's known for. He's excellent. Now, in closing tonight, I've got four or five more points, but I'm going to close with this thought. Amen. Now, what are we going to do with that name? I said he's excellent in his work. He's excellent in his way. He's excellent in his wisdom. What are we going to do with his name? I say, number one, let's proclaim. Let's let everybody know how excellent he is. Oh, Lord, we're not supposed to keep that to ourselves. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is our name. The Bible says to praise him among the heathen. When you get out there in the world, you talk about how good he is. Let me say this. Talk about how excellent he is. How good he's been. How excellent he is been to you. Let's proclaim his name. And let's, my friend, let's keep it on a pedestal, his name. The Bible says let's keep it, his name should have the preeminence. Don't put anybody in his place because there's nobody that deserves to be at the top in our lives. And that's Jesus Christ, because he's the only one that's got that name, that excellent name. Everybody else has to fall in place. Amen. Because he's the one, only one that gets 100%. All the time. Let's put him on a pedestal. Let's give him the preeminence. A couple more things and I'll be done. Let's protect his name. You say, Brother Brady, does God need us to protect him? You need to protect his name. You carry his name. You carry his name. I don't like watching anything that uses God's name. That bugs me. That uses his name in vain. It's bad enough sometimes to use bad language, but when they use God's name in vain, have you noticed that if they do that, usually other bad stuff on the program follows that? But my friend, God said, did you know that's one of the Ten Commandments? Thou shalt not use his name in vain. And if you do, the Bible says, are you guiltless? You hold a guilt. And I'm not letting somebody, can I get just practical just a little bit? I'm not letting somebody else come in my house that's using his name in vain. Amen. But you know what? It goes farther than that. The way we live could take his name in vain. I believe the way we conduct ourselves. Matter of fact, I say this a lot of times. I don't like, if you like putting your, that you are a Christian on the back of a shirt, that's fine with me. I don't have a thing wrong with it, but I don't do that. I don't like putting it on the back of my car because I'm afraid that the way I drive. Now, I will confess to this. If I was going to put on the back something about being a Christian, I'd put this. Christians are not perfect. They're forgiven. Because I've been shown a lot of mercies through on that road, my brother. I can't tell you how many officers have shown me mercy. This is not a confession, amen. But God is good, amen. But I'm just saying, you better protect. Let's Let's protect his name. Matter of fact, Jesus said it. He referred to that his name in the Lord's, we call it Lord's Prayer. He said, our Father which art in heaven, what's that next word? Hallowed. Keep it holy. Hallowed. The first request he made in that prayer was, hallowed be thy name. Keep it lifted up. Keep it respected. Amen. Keep it in high regards. Don't ever use it in vain. Like, can I give you this? And if you get this, you got something worth taking home tonight. If you take care of his name, if you honor his name, if you hallow his name, he'll honor yours. Hallelujah. Woo, that'll preach for a while right there. Amen. Give me another 30 minutes, brother. Amen. If you honor him, the Bible says that he will honor you. You know what our problem is in our lives? We too much worried about our name. What do they think about me? Come on now. I'm about to start preaching if I'm not careful. Amen. We worry, and I do the same thing. What does people think about me? I'm going to forget that bunch of junk. Start worrying about what they think about him. Because his name is the only one that should be honored and hallowed. Let me give you one more, and I'm done, I promise. Not only should we proclaim his name, put it on a pedestal, protect his name, we should praise his name. Woo! Praise his name. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name. And again, we're not talking about just the name Lord or the name Jesus. We're talking about his reputation, what he's known for. Our Lord, our Lord. And I like saying, my Lord. And if you know him tonight, you can say that too. Oh, Lord, my Lord, how excellent is thy name. Let everything that hath breath praise his great and his excellent, mighty, holy, righteous, altogether loved, lovely, blessed name, Christ, the deliverer, the effectual one, the favored one, the great one, the hallowed one, the great I am, Jehovah Jireh, our kinsman redeemer, our Lord of lords and King of kings, our master, our never failing one, our omnipresent one, our the perfect one, the quickener, the righteous one, the savior, the total great one, the triune God. He's great in all of his ways. He's underneath us with he undergirds us, praise God. He gives us the victory, praise God. He's wonderful tonight, amen. He sits there on Zion's hill. He's reigning, and praise God, we're going to rule and reign with him one of these days. And praise God, we're going to make it because he's excellent in all of his works, in all of his ways, and in all of his wisdom. Let's stand with heads bowed and eyes closed. I asked Tim, Brother Tim, about maybe singing as a congregational, if we could, that song, Oh Lord, our Lord. And if you want to put there, my Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth.